One or two? One, the closest one?
Sure, and get the best sound.
The pasuk brings how on the way out of Mitzrayim, Yikach Moshe, Asmos Yosef Imo, Moshe took the brother, the bones of Yosef with him, Kiashbeh, Shpias, Mei Yisrael Reimor, Yosef made Kai Yisrael swear, Kodiv Kodol Kim Eschem, Hashem will remember you, Harisim Es Asmosai Mizeetchem. That's the motivation, that was a shvuah that took place many years ago. And so Moshe took upon himself that responsibility, that job, to take it Asmos Yosef. The Gemara in Sota explains what happened over here. Tana Rabbanan. Come and see how beautiful, how beloved is the mitzvahs, our mitzvahs in general to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shekol Yisrael Kulan, all of them, this Asku Biza, they were all busy on the way out of Mitzrayim, they were busy beforehand to take the Bizas of Mitzrayim, the gold and silver and jewelry, whatever there was. And he was busy in mitzvahs. Nemar, Chacham Levigach Mitzvah. He was a smart man. He wanted the mitzvahs, helped an opportunity over here, and he was involved in grabbing the mitzvahs. So Minayin Hodeh Moshe Rabbeinu, tell the whole background over here. How did Moshe Rabbeinu know Heichen Yosef Kover? How did he know where Moshe was buried? Amru. So Chazal say, Serach Bast Osher Neshtayram Yosef Ador. There was one person who was left, or a remnant from the couple from years before. There was 100 years, whatever it was, years before. Halach Moshe Esra, so Moshe went to her. And she was around when Yosef Hatzarik, I guess, was buried. Omrogah Klum Atiodas, Heichen Yosef Kover. Do you know where Yosef is buried? Omrogah Aron Shel Matechas. Also, they made a metal casket for him. Also, Mitzrim Bekavu Benilus Hanor. They put him in the Nilus, Nile River. Kadesh Shis Baruchu Meimot. Because they wanted a special schus that Yosef Hatzarik, the great, the God-fearing person, should be a schus for Mitzrayim, that the Nile River will overflow, it should be full of bracha. What happened? Halach Moshe, the Amad al Sfas Nilos. He said he went to the edge of the Nilos. Amar Yosef, ha'eit ho'eis nishpach lish baruch hush anigol aschem. V'higi ho'eis, the time came, nishpach lish baruch hush anigol aschem, the time came to redeem Kai Yisrael. V'higi ha'shvua shenishpata is Yisrael. And the time came for us to fulfill the shvuah which you made us, Kai Yisrael, swear. Ima tamar asmacha mutav, you show yourself, you present yourself, gevaldik, we got a deal. Imrav hareinu menukim mishvuasecha. And if not, so forget about it. Listen, we did our shtadlus. Miyat safaron shol Yosef. So popped up, fine. That's the Gemara in Sota. That, he went around, they had to find, he found the thing. So Dr. Medrash in Devarim, Lama Zocha Moshe Hashakash Baruch Hu. You see the Pesukim at the end of when Moshe Rabbeinu was passed away, talks about Vayikra also. The Mashmos that Hashakash Baruch Hu was buried Moshe Rabbeinu. But Lama Zocha Moshe Hashakash Baruch Hu. This Asik Imo. Why was Moshe Zocha that Hashakash Baruch Hu himself, Bafaldo Viasmo, was involved in his Kvura? Elo B'Shosh Yerdel Mitzrayim, because way back Moshe Rabbeinu went down to Mitzrayim, Megia Gulas and Shal Yisrael. Time to redeem Kai Yisrael. Kol Yisrael, Hayu Asukim Bekesef Zahav. They were all involved in getting all the bezos, we said before the Gemara, involved in getting Kesef and Zahav. Moshe, Hayu Asav, Vesoir. He was looking around the city, running around. Yoga Shlosh, Yom Shlosh, Odeilos. 3 days, 3 nights, it took him, Rumsa, Arun, Shal Yosef. Right? So Yechol, I think it means because people couldn't get around, only he was, I don't know exactly what that means, but the mice, he went around for three, worked very hard, 3 days, 3 nights, to get the Arono. I guess till he found the Serach Bas Usher, he told her, something like that. Miyad Hitchil Arono Shayot, there's a lot in between both, it's not straight. So Miyad Hitchil Arono Shayosef, Mefateh Va'ola, they went to the Nile and they started coming up. Minat Tomos, Kana Echad. Lachach Osim, the Shot, the Semel, the Saksefa, Vayot, Sova, Oso, the Carrot, Choy Yisro Acharav. Yisro, Hayu Sovrim, Es HaKesef, Es Zav, they carried the Kesef Zav, Natrum in Mishraim. That they took from Mitzrayim. Moshe Sova Aron Shel Yosef. He was taking the Aron Shel Yosef. Omer Gakesh Baruch Hu. Moshe, Ata Omer, Sadover Katnas. He said, you think it's a, you did a very small thing, you worked, okay, fine, it's a little mitzvah. No. Hayecha, Hachesed, Shahazeh, So Sisa Gadahu, it's a very big chesed, this chesed you did. You didn't pay attention to chesed v'zav. And I will go ahead and do Piyu Chesed, and I will be Mesasik in your Kvura. So I think it's my father's Shmuz. My father's Kon Brach Shmuz. The Shaila is, both saying, like, okay, the fact that, so I think some people asked, there was a couple of stages. Some people asked, Moshe Rabbeinu, the God of Hador, Kai Yisrael, 40 years in the desert, he led them for 40 years, he was most nefesh every day and night, and attacked all the time, complained to him, and all that. You think that isn't that enough for schus to go ahead and Hashem should bury him? If you're looking for schus, and focus on 40 years of Mesiras Nefesh, Habas his Torah. But I don't think that's a shmuz in itself, because that's, you know, there's probably, he was probably zocher to a lot of things. Hashem is midah connected midah, so Hashem had to find this is the one thing which Hashem said, so this yiroya. I'll give a scar for other things, mistama, I guess. The shara bosai is ramais, like, what's okay? So he did a chesed, he spent 3 days. But such a schus, I mean, I can't think of too many bigger schus than most. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself being involved in his gvura. What a schus he got because he did a chesed. Okay, I mean, we know chesed is very chashuv. Okay, you got words, so shows that chashuv chesed, but it will come. So chesed, what's the big deal over here? So it's pretty clear, I think, what the answer is. It's pretty clear from the Medrash. It's not just hilchus chesed or both sides. Chesed is chashuv, no question about it. But the result, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bury you. How many people did Hashem bury in the history of the world? Two? One? I don't know. I'm not sure. Who else? Who? Okay, that's, I think that's, I'm not sure who buried, maybe. But Moshe also was there, so I don't know, whatever it was. But Ramaisa wasn't more than three, right? So it's a big thing to be buried by Kodesh Baruch Hu, you can imagine. So such a chesed is so chashev, teres are both. It's mashu v'yipshad, it's not just hukas chesed. It's a chesed when there's a tremendous attraction. There was money to be made, gold and silver, tons of money, right? Kai Yisrael, I think Hazal say that. Each guy went out with, I think it's 80 donkeys, that was 80 donkeys, something like that. A whole bunch of donkeys full of kesef, each one laden with kesef azad. Each one had, like, wealthy beyond belief. Everyone was Bill Gates. They're all so much money, so much jewelry, so much kesef azad. And it was all there for the taking, right? They could have just grabbed it, and they grabbed it, they did, it was proper. And Hashem said, please do me a favor, you know, bavak Hashem, you know, help me out, and I want to kind my thing, Avraham Avinu. So it was there for the taking. So everyone does the right thing. They ran after the Kesef Azov. Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, more taking the Kesef Azov. No. I want to do a mitzvah. Chacham Revi Kach Mitzvahs. I want to do a mitzvah. No, I want to go ahead and the Mekayim, the Shvuah that Kai Yisro had to promise to Yosef Atzadik years earlier, I'm doing the mitzvah. It seems on both sides. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't as great as he was. He Moshe Rabbeinu himself, if it wasn't for the special, you know, chesed and the serious nefesh he had, there's a natural natia that he would have been drawn after. That taivas hamaman is so strong on both sides, so strong. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to overcome that. I'm going to do mitzvah. I want to do a mitzvah. I want to do it. You know, but there's millions of dollars in the floor for me to pick up. Moshe Rabbeinu gets schar, so much schar, because he overcame that taiva, overcame the taiva saman which he had, which even for Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbosai, is so powerful. And because you, Moshe Rabbeinu, did this and overcame that, I'm going to do midah kind of midah and help and do misasik in you. Rabbosai, we have to be aware. Maybe the time is pashut. But I think the degree of level of how powerful the lure and the grab of money is, especially kosher money. I don't know about non-kosher, but kosher money for sure. And it's a mitzvah to take it. It's proper to take it. Hashem says, please take the money. You have all that time in the world. Okay, but it's such a taiva, such a grab, such a yeser, such a desire to take money. So Moshe Rabbeinu was subject to that, and because he overcame that, and it was kovesh his yeser, so to speak, because he went through mitzvahs, Hashem says, I'm going to be involved in your kavura. The one on both sides. The power, the tantalizing power of the gleam and good of money, and it applies to us every day, both every day, not just when we decide to do a parnasa, but when we're involved in the parnasa, we're involved in anything involves money on both sides. It's such a type. I know this is the person in the community, he's a big Yerushalayim. He used to call me, I don't know if he has any shilas anymore, but he used to call me about little crazy shilas about, you know, a postage stamp he's taking from the yeshiva, whatever, how much money he should pay, whatever, you know. Because when it comes to money, boss, you can't be secure, you can't be safe. The Yetzirah is more heter, because you want the money, you don't want to lose the money, it's more heter to do this, do that, all types of things. And we're all subject to that, both say. Even Moshe Rabbeinu was potentially subject, but his greatness overcame that. Says the Mechilta, Ayibishach Paro, Ein Shiruach B'chol Makom Elo Rivui. When it says Shiruach, Ayibishach, the Russian Shiruach is used, not just Kaseis, you know, Ha'am Mimisraim, but Shiruach, what's the Russian Shiruach, B'sharach, El Russian Rivui. Paro was Malava them, he escorted them. Right, he heard our shir the other day of Hachnos Orchim to escort the guests from your house. Right, that's a big mitzvah. Livui of the Orchim. Right, those guys were listening. Right, he heard also Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm sorry, Paro. Excuse me, Paro. Shneimar. So what's the lashon shiruach? The lashon livui. Says the pasuk Avram holichim u'mshalcham. Avram was meravid the Arabs. Yishalchem Yitzchak. Another example. So hapen and furthermore hapesha omar gam es yisrael shalach. That mouth which said that I will not be motzi, I will not send out Kai Yisrael, was very tough and strong and stubborn in his response to Moshe Rabbeinu. Hush Amr, that same Pel later on said, Anochi Ashach Eschem Vestapchem, I will send you out, you know, after, I think it was after the 7th Mark, I think it was, I will send you out, and the first to say, but M'shaz, and he not just said it, but he even escorted them, and he did it, L'mais, it wasn't just, I'll send them out later on, but there was a rivui that took place. And rivui's pshat is just because there was a rivui. There was a, it wasn't just because he was, they have to go out. You know, he could have said, just go out, go out, go out. He was magav them. He did something, he was machab them in some way, machab them. He was machab them and showed some respect when he walked them out. It wasn't just get out of here, goodbye, and have a good day, but he was magav them, shows them some respect. Says the Medrash, says the Mechilta, mascha notro azeh, alkach, what was the schar they took because they got because of this, Lo Sasai of Mitzri, do not have a tremendous hate to for Mitzri, which means that the Pasuk in Kisei talks about certain nations you can't marry into, and there's different levels of Mitzri, Ammoni, Moavi, different things, and it says that a Mitzri, you can't marry a Mitzri. So if someone converts to Judaism from being a Mitzri, you can't marry him, but that's only three generations. But after three generations, you could marry them. Other ones, you can't marry forever. Even if they convert, you can't forever, the descendants are forever us to go into Kai Yisrael. But the Mitzri is different because of this, because Paro was Malava, because he was Malava, Kai Yisrael, Bayan Mitzrayim, he got Schar, that there his descendants could marry Mitzrim, could marry into Kai Yisrael after three generations. That's the Mechilta says. So Rabbi Oyel Rapiyan says, that's unbelievable. Paro, the Russia Marusha, every step of the way, even till the end, even till the 10th Makkah, it was resistant to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to Moshe Rabbeinu, with disdain, with chutzpah, with just disregard, like it even says, I'll never send them out, and who is this God? I mentioned a couple other examples of what he said, right? I don't believe in this God and all that. And then at the end, he's thrown out, he's forced to send them out, you know? And he does, when he goes mad, he's mechabed them a little bit, he's mechabed them. I said this thing one, right? Okay. But Rosai says, what's the big deal? He gets so much schar that for eternity, forever, ever, 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 right? His descendants can now become part of Kai Yisrael. I don't know if it's more schar than Moshe Rabbeinu being buried with Hashem, whatever, it's not relevant, but such schar he gets for doing a mitzvah of meravah someone, meravah them, okay? So he was, after all the rishi did for all those years, you know, or for a year, whatever, and torture, slavery, and everything, he's meravah them, so he gets schar that his descendants can marry into Kai Yisrael for three generations, unlike Ammon and Moab. Both says, the Rabbi Apian says, that is because it was so hard for him to do. Again, Kvist Amidah, so hard after, I mean, he was like, obviously so embarrassed, he lost to war, degradation, he was fighting so hard to rebel against Hashem and not to keep his people, and it was such, I guess, a busha, you know, now that he couldn't do anything, and to go ahead and he's forced to send them out, but to go ahead and show them a little bit covered. I don't know if I could have shown, I don't know exactly why I did it, but a little covered to show them when he walked out, it was like his kishka is being ripped apart, you know, like, to overcome that, the natural feeling is like, just get out of here, don't bother me, I don't want to see it, I'm going away, I'm going to hide from it, you know, I don't want to be seen. He went out, b'chvod of the asmos, m'gavah them, says Shrebo Yoga, beyond that, that's the power, he says, this is, as we know about, say, this is the, our purpose in life, right, our mission, what they call it, our mission statement, right? Every school, every company has to have a mission statement. The mission statement, your mission, our both side is to go ahead and overcome your midos, your yetzer hara, whatever it might be. As the famous Gross says, it takes a lifetime That's the person has to work on midos. That's the Iker job that we have for both. So Paro, in this moment, because he overcame that tremendous, natural, strong feeling of, I don't want to show them any respect, you know, I don't want to do anything to them because, you know, the enemy, they beat us. Can imagine Ramach Rahman al-San, I mean, mission will, the war will be over soon, and Hamas will, you know, but Hamas will come and say, you guys are great, you guys are really, I want to mechabe you guys. They'll hide, who knows what they'll do. I don't know, they can't predict these mushchasim. But the bottom line is, Paro had the same hargasha, the natural hargasha was, but somehow we got that Yetzer Tov for some reason. He overcame that, he was mechaber them. That's the schus, because he was kovish as Yetzer, which was so powerful. He was zochata that his children, his descendants, will be able to marry in the Kai Yisrael after three generations. They're both said, this is it. We have challenged. Hashem always gets challenged, whether it's in learning, whether it's in whatever it might be, in Ruchnius, in Gashmius, whether it's the Bitachon, whether it's anger, Kinna, Gaiva, Kaiva, all these things, it's all the eight Saharas, they'll challenge. And our job is to overcome and to push and to, that's my mission. I want to know how can I go ahead and control myself and do what's right, even though my natural feelings are, no, I don't want to listen to them, I don't want to listen to my Rebbe, I want to listen to my father, my parents, my Chavrusa, whatever, I want to beat them up. Kinna, Sinna, Nakam, whatever it might be, are both sides. That's our job. And the harder it is, we shouldn't get disillusioned and frustrated, because the harder it is, the more schar you get. Paro was so hard, the zocha, the eternal reward of his descendants.
Isn't it about to die?
No, why is this happening?
It's after.
It's what?